This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Some newscast in California where they show the water treatment plants and the green sludge that is all of the Prozac and all the Ritalin and all the tampons and all the blood and all the feces and all the thousands of chemicals and all the cleaning chemicals and everything that runs into the sewers. And then that goes into the water treatment facilities, and they supposedly process it, and they have something in California. Most people in California drink what they call toilet to tap. Toilet to tap. And then you wonder why cities under this, the people look like they've been shot with a mutation ray. Just everyone's like, because the fluoride is added so that the other chemicals are boosted. It's an adjuvant. And this is all part of a larger plan. I was let in on some of the secret operations in Singapore, where they do advanced neighborhood-by-neighborhood testing with drugs in the population. But they do some of that here, too. And China actually has sensors in the sewers that test and track what drugs you're taking or what you're up to. I mean, this is a very serpentine, labyrinthine, Byzantine system that's very complex. But just bottom line, the globalists said, and Bertrand Russell said, we will put chemicals in the water to lower fertility and make them more manageable. And there's a key word, servile. Can we look at the definition of servile? Slave-like. I haven't looked at it in years, but slave-like. You do what you're told. You are a base goblin-like creature. That kind of slithers around its belly, groveling. There you go. Let's see the definition. Having or showing an excessive willingness to serve or please others, he bowed his head in a servile manner. Fawning. Ingratiating. Oily. Greasy. Cringy. Slavish. Craven. Self-abasing. And you look at everybody groveling to Hollywood, the servileness of it. And our country drinking a bunch of servile. Oh, the political correctness. Oh, you're a racist. Oh, I'll do whatever you say. Oh. You're a homophobe. Oh, here have my children. I will. And then the fact that in this big industrial society, even they weren't trying to do it on purpose. I didn't know about the water when I was a kid. And I remember drinking Dallas water, and it tasted like whiskey or something, you know. It tasted, and I remember going to Houston. You could almost light Houston water on fire back then. Almost everybody I know that had kids in the 70s or 80s in Houston, you know, had one or two that were deformed or died. You know, I mean, Houston's a big old toxic waste dump. But no. You just need to drink up, and you need to enjoy it, and you need to shrivel up, and you need to die. You can go to Snopes and everywhere, and they say Jones is a dirty con man, a snake oil salesman. He says the water is poisonous, and then he sells filters like, oh, did you see how manipulative he is? He snuck up with, you need to buy one of these. It's so manipulative. That's why through the Alexa Pure Pro and the Pro Pure, they're both apples and oranges, they're both excellent at InfoWarsStore.com. It's good water. It tastes good. But if I really want to treat myself, I like this Italian 2,000-year-old spring aquapana. I mean, this is a drink in Coca-Cola. This is just sweet water, man. So, you know, I'm Rolls-Royce-ing it right here, baby. But let me tell you something. You're not putting tap water in me, Bubba, ever. And if you're out on the farm, you know how much runoff chemicals from farming to that water? That'll kill you even faster. But don't listen to me. Just drink up and die. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Attorney General William Barr appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday because the Democrats wanted to yell at him for several hours straight after he decided not to indict President Trump for obstruction of justice because he complained about the Mueller investigation.
Mr. Barr, now the American people know that you are no different from Rudy Giuliani or Kellyanne Conway or any of the other people who sacrificed their once decent reputation for the grifter and liar who sits in the Oval Office. But now we know more about your deep involvement in trying to cover up for Donald Trump. Being Attorney General of the United States is a sacred trust. You have betrayed that trust. America deserves better. You should resign. I have some questions for you.
Okay, well, I think you get the point, and that pretty much went on all afternoon. MSNBC couldn't even wait until after the hearing to complain about it, so they decided to interrupt Bill Barr's testimony halfway through to tell their viewers that he's a liar.
Or IRA, I think it's called, began as early as 2000.
Again, our intention always is to bring as much of this uninterrupted to you as possible. Old Dick Durbin's coming up after Republican Senator Cornyn of Texas, but so much has been said here and placed on the record by the Attorney General that starting with Nicole Wallace, we want to correct some of the record against, of all things, what it says in the Mueller report.
Brian, he's literally testifying live right now. Could you just at least wait until a break or after the hearing to throw in your 2 cents?
So I'm not going to dance around this. He's lying. He's lying about what the Mueller report finds around one of the critical flashpoints in the obstruction investigation.
It gets even better because during their live armchair quarterbacking, Nicole Wallace had a little potty mouth problem. I'm going to bleep it up, but this went out over the air to the few dozen people who are watching MSNBC.
Don McGahn says to Reince Priebus, which is the third witness to this incident, the president asked me to do some crazy sh**. And I'm sorry to swear, but I think we've got an attorney general lying about what is in the Mueller report. And my question again is why?
A better question is why does anyone waste their time watching MSNBC? Meanwhile, James Comey published an op-ed in the New York Times about Bill Barr's testimony and said that President Trump ate his soul. Even CNN is wondering why he decided to take a break from wandering around the woods and inject himself into the news cycle again.
He wrote an op-ed in the New York Times, James Comey, how Trump co-ops leaders like Bill Barr, which includes saying that Mr. Trump eats your soul in small bites.
First of all, I don't know why James Comey feels the need to weigh in at every sort of
yes,
large
do.
Moment.
You know why. Yes, you do. You absolutely
well,
know why.
I'm sort of thinking about that.
Because he has Trump's derangement syndrome, just like the rest of you. Joe Scarborough's got it so bad, he just hung up a picture of Robert Mueller in his house alongside members of his family, which was videotaped by his wife and co-host, Mika Brzezinski, and then shared on Twitter. It's bigger than all the ones of his family members. Look at that! And look who we have here. After Robert Mueller wrapped up his witch hunt at the end of March, CNN's ratings dropped in April 26%. Forbes magazine reports that as CNN prepares to move its primetime studios and operations to a glitzy new building at New York City's brand new Hudson Yards development, the network saw its primetime lineup drop 26% in April compared to the same month a year ago. CNN's total audience in primetime was well under a million viewers, averaging 767,000, which I may add is about one-third of the number of viewers that my YouTube videos get, and I'm just a guy on a laptop in my kitchen. April ranks CNN's lowest rated month among total viewers in nearly 4 years. The big mystery is how CNN was able to maintain that many viewers for this long. You would think that after a few weeks of reporting on the same story every single night that everyone would tune out. But apparently Democrats have an attention span of goldfish. They do have one more trick up their sleeve. However, Robert Mueller himself is scheduled to testify in just a few weeks. And then I'm sure that they'll finally put this behind him. I'm just kidding. They're never going to let this go until after Donald Trump is out of office, which hopefully won't be for another 6 years.
Good job, Mark Dice. Let me just say I'm going to focus really intensely next segment and get to some of these clips and break down what happened yesterday and what's happening today. But let me just say this again. The deep state is never going to stop trying to take this country down. They're never going to stop trying to sabotage the nation. It's going to be very, very nasty removing them and prosecuting them, but it has to be done. They're not going to stop. They've got 18 fake investigations on Trump. They've got a bunch of them on me and everybody else that supports the country. They're trying to demoralize the military. They're trying to sack the economy. They're trying to raise interest rates to sabotage the recovery. They are just engaged in incredible crime. They want totally open borders. They don't want anybody vetted for diseases, unprecedented. They are killing babies after they're born. That's now the official Democrat Party platform. I'm not kidding. I've got more clips today coming up. And they've just got to be stopped. And beyond that, they are counting on us not having memories. Maybe they don't have memories. But Brian Williams said he got shot down in a helicopter. It was all made up. He didn't get shot at. Just like Hillary. But now he's the fact checker on Trump. And when you actually fact check it, Trump's been honest about everything. He's flip-flop on a couple issues like vaccines and things, but that's it. I mean, it's just crazy how they lie. So here's Tucker Carlson laying this out last night.
MSNBC, if you're watching today, you may have noticed, could not contain its excitement during the Attorney General's testimony. During the hearing, Senator Lindsey Graham noted quite correctly that Mueller's report found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Brian Williams wouldn't have it that we cut in to call Graham a liar.
So what have we learned from this report? After all this time and all this money, Mr. Mueller and his team concluded there was no collusion. If there's no underlying
we're
crime...
We're reluctant to do this. We rarely do. But the chairman of the Judiciary Committee just said that Mueller found there was no collusion. That is not correct. That phrase, or the lack of it, it's absence from federal code.
Hold on, back that up. It's absence from federal code. Just made up. And tell us about the RPG that blew the helicopter up again. Brian, you think we don't remember you got let go? And I told people he'd be back. They'll probably have Jesse Smollett back soon, you know, and say his attack was real. Oh, wait, they are. They're announcing he's coming back to Empire. And then it's okay, and he was attacked. Here, let's go back to it.
Not correct. That phrase, or the lack of it, its absence from federal code, this no collusion mantra, is so foundational to why we're here.
The report, which they were forced to tell the truth on because nobody bit on the setups, was that no American accepted any offers from Russians. And almost all the so-called Russians we know were informants and it was setups. Jeez, just go back to it.
To why we're here today, that we decided to flag it when we heard him use it yet again. Back into the chairman.
Do you hear the pretentiousness? We decided to flag it. We're the referees. You know, we've got Snopes saying that there's no poison in the water. Jones is a liar, even though it's all over the news. And we say this and we say that. Continue.
So foundational to why we're here today that we decided to flag it when we heard him use it yet again. Back into the chairman and the committee room.
Yeah, this is another fact check from a guy suspended for lying. don't want to be mean, nice guy, but please get some self-awareness. It wasn't the only time something like that happened, though, today. An hour later, they cut away again to say that Barr was a big, fat liar, too. Watch this.
So much has been said here and placed on the record by the Attorney General that starting with Nicole Wallace, we want to correct some of the record against, of all things, what it says in the Mueller report. Nicole.
So I'm not going to dance around this. He's lying. He's lying about what the Mueller report finds around one of the critical flashpoints in the obstruction investigation.
When you're turning to Nicole Wallace as a fact checker, you've gone all the way. Joe Concha writes about media for The Hill, and he joins us tonight. I've always liked Brian Williams. He's very funny, actually, and he's always nice every time I've dealt with him. But
also a great storyteller.
He's MSNBC. I mean, he used to be like an NBC News guy. He still has the voice, but, like, this is pathetic, right?
All right, let's stop there. The full clip's on Infowars.com. It's worth watching. Now, let's go to Pelosi as we go out to break. She says that, oh, Barr's a liar. He's going to get arrested now. Here it is.
Did the Attorney General commit a crime?
He lied to Congress. He lied to Congress. And if anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States.
That's
and not
all
the
they do is lie in front of Congress. He didn't lie. But my God, she ain't looking too good. She looks like a reanimated corpse.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150
and
get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, gotta go.
Open the phones up to callers specifically on this issue. You agree with me that the Civil War is now spilling into the streets and the Democrats are getting ready to go hot with their operations to try to remove Trump even more instead of backing down and suing for peace? I mean, that's what's happening, but I want to get your take on it. And Trump clearly has signaled publicly that he knows it was an attempted coup, that the plotters must be punished. I was in D.C. last week. Talked to three people, two that met with him personally, another that talked to him and talked to others. Trump's going all out against him. And then Barr's up there really trying to end this thing and cover up their illegal spying to a certain point on Trump just to end it. And they're not going to have it. And now they're saying that Barr is a liar and that Barr lied to Congress, and they don't even say what he lied about. Hey, let's play that clip of Pelosi again. Who, I don't say this meanly, but she looks like dead bodies I've seen of anorexics and things. I mean, she looks like a starvation victim, and she can hardly talk, neither can Biden. And I think it's emblematic of this establishment doesn't know when to quit. I mean, just archetypally, Trump with all this energy, you with all this energy, me with all this energy, and then you've got them over there, Nadler and Pelosi and Michael Moore and Hillary stumbling around and trying to demoralize, and AOC saying, you know, shut up, white people, and Ilhan, all of them saying white people are bad. I mean, these are a bunch of nasty, nasty people who really think their evil's working. But how long do we let them just behave like this and act like this and terrorize everybody when they're the ones that have been caught red-handed doing all this horrible stuff? So here's Pelosi again saying that Barr lied to Congress, that no one else ever, A, he didn't lie to Congress, B, Comey, Hillary, they all did it over and over again. So the projection, the inversion, the upside-down world of what she says is incredible. Here it is.
Did the Attorney General commit a crime?
He lied to Congress. He lied to Congress. And if anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States and not the Attorney General. Being the Attorney General does not give you a bath to go say whatever you want, and it is the fact because you are the Attorney General.
Should
it just isn't
jail?
True.
Should he go to jail for it?
There's a process involved here, and as I said, I'll say it again, and how many questions you have, the committee will act upon how we will proceed.
So they invested godlike power in Mueller, and then the guy that was his boss and brought him in to the Justice Department gets rehired. The Democrats respected Barr so much from the past because he was bipartisan. They go, okay, well, basically unanimously approve him. He gets in, and then all the evidence is they committed crimes against America, against Trump, against me, against thousands of others that got persecuted. And Barr's like, you need to back off, and you need to stop it right now. Now, you illegally spied, and you did all this, and Trump will leave you alone if you just, oh, you're not going to stop. They're like, no, you're a criminal now, too. And they start hanging pictures of Mueller up at the Democrats' houses and worshiping him like he's God. He delivered uranium to the Russians on the tarmac. He oversaw the Clinton Foundation. They had Jeannie Ray, the head lawyer for her foundation, up to her eyeballs, in my view, in espionage, overseeing Roger Stone's prosecution. Can you imagine walking into the prosecutors and it's the person that works for the Russians and the Chinese telling you you did something? Splitting hairs over what Roger Stone said in Congress, and now they're saying Barr needs to be arrested. The toll-free number to join us, ladies and gentlemen. The toll-free number to join us, and we'll get you on air. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Specifically on this one subject, are you agreeing with me that this is goosebumps time, like Ted Nugent said on the show yesterday? That clearly they're not backing down. They're not stopping. Did you watch those hearings? Foaming at the mouth. Just acting like complete buffoon liars and going, you suppress 19 pages. You're hiding it. And they put it in the full report. It's a total lie. Hoping their constituents are so stupid. They're on CNN and MSNBC for weeks saying they hid 19 pages. They didn't release 19 pages. It's in the report. None of that 19 pages is redacted. The addendum or statement, the little political jab that Mueller puts in there. So again, who operates like this, where it's verifiable lies that they're constantly telling? You have to remember, folks, if you go to blue areas, there's ultra-rich living in penthouses with helicopters, and then there are people defecating everywhere and like zombies. It's like a movie, like something took their souls. Like there's an alien, like a Stephen King movie, down in the basement sucking their energy. I mean, I don't know what it is, but you go in blue areas, man, they look like somebody gave them lobotomies. And they believe whatever they're told. These are followers. These are weak, stupid, lazy followers who are dangerous. Who are dangerous. And they're coming for your speech. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for everything because they believe it's theirs. They believe they're the ruling class. You tune into NPR, CNN, you're the ruling class. You're the great intelligentsia. They're not. What they are is very, very sad followers. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with your calls directly on the other side. I'm also going to play Democrats talking about killing babies, how great it is, how they, you're damn right they're humans. We want them dead. It's amazing. That's all coming up. Please don't forget, we are running a bunch of specials right now that are the biggest ever because I want people to see how great these products are. And we have a special running right now. That is X2, the Deep Earth Crystal, pure iodine that nobody else has, the good halogen. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. Learn about the halogen conspiracy. Learn about IQ and iodine. Learn about deficiency of iodine and what it means. It means death. And learn how the globalists are working around the clock, not just to poison your food and water, to dumb you down so they can control you and turn you into one of their minions. Down in Ursula's lair, like a little mermaid. They would steal your voice quite literally. But what it does for the rest of your body, your stamina, your libido, your energy. It's the building block. It's the must-have. Now, X2 is amazing. It's super strong. And everybody should consult their physicians or whatever. This is all seen as generally safe, but still, this is not games. It has a 98% vote rate, 4.9 stars. X2, by the grace of God, we're able to get it back. It's the original X2. Now, X3... is when we thought we couldn't make this anymore. But we found a deep earth crystal company. But as long as it's another formulation, you have to call it something else. So I was going to call it X2 Plus. Instead, I called it X3. And then the argument set out that if we added two of the other types of iodine to it, that helps the upload of the pure iodine. Different strokes for different folks. You get a free bottle of X3 with a bottle of X2, and the X2 is 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your nascent iodine power pack today and fund the second American Revolution, 1776, worldwide, baby! Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. An additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogen, what you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is what's got the old Democrats so rattled, calling for A.G. Barr to resign, calling for criminal charges against him for supposed perjury to Congress with no evidence, when we've got open and shut cases against dozens of Democrats, including Comey, Hillary Clinton, you name it, for lying to Congress. Now, this has got him really, really scared because he points out there are a bunch of criminal investigations going into leakers. Here it is.
Inspector General found that during the department's investigation of Hillary Clinton for mishandling highly classified information, there was a culture of unauthorized media contacts. During the Russian investigation, the leaks continued. Leaks undermined the ability of investigators to investigate. Further leaks to the papers, while Congress's questions to the department go unanswered, is unacceptable. Why? What are you doing to investigate unauthorized media contacts by the department and FBI officials during the Russian investigation?
We have multiple criminal leak investigations underway.
Thank you.
You overreached, you little turds. And so all the stuff you've done to me and my family, guess what? Turnabout's fair play. I won't go after your family, but I'm assuring you that God and justice is coming for you. You are not going to defeat this country and piss all over us with the Chi-Coms. With that witch Hillary on Mad Cow last night openly saying, Chi-Coms, save us. They've been trying to save you, witch, for a long time. They're not going to. You ugly pumpkin-headed demon. God, she looks like a demon. Sometimes the cover matches the internals, doesn't it, of the book? That demon pumpkin. That evil look in her eye. She has a right to rule everybody. What a witch. Bottom of the barrel. Okay, I'm going to stop ranting. It's just that the war's on, folks. It's on. The Democrats aren't backing down. The Chi-Coms aren't backing down. Hollywood's not backing down. I'm not backing down. Trump's not backing down. This is a incredible time. Trump stood up the Federal Reserve, made them stop raising interest rates. Notice the economy turned back around. I mean, this is real, folks. This is a real fight. InfoWars is real. Trump is real. Doesn't mean we're infallible or perfect, but we love America. We want prosperity. We don't hate the country. We're not trying to sell it out. We believe in its foundational values, just like you do. And you are all in the arena by listening and spreading the word and praying and supporting the broadcast and being involved yourselves. You are the men and women in the arena. You are the resistance. Okay, let's go to the calls now. We got Neil and Danny and HB and Pastor Sam and Bill and Doug and Gene and Deplorable Hill and Tracy. That'll be all the calls I can get to because Leanne's coming in, but I will continue with your calls after that. Who should we go to? Who's been holding the longest? Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in Connecticut. Doug, you're on the air. How will the Dems strike back? The fight's on. You can tell. Do you think I'm wrong?
Oh, no, I think you're absolutely right, Alex. You know, I'm sitting back watching all the news reports, and we had our little shooter guy at college the other day there, and what do I see today? Oh, gee, he was researching Sandy Hook, and that right off the bat, I'm like, there they go, putting that out there again, trying to blame everything on Alex Jones. So not only do they think we're dumb, they think we're really stupid, you know, because, I mean, I'm like, you know, everything to me, I doubt it at first. I mean, they're all CIA wind-up toys, I believe, you know, whether directly influenced by the CIA or through the media and who knows what else.
And I want to be clear, the CIA, the FBI, these are all just like a piece of machinery for deep staters to control. There are a lot of people at the CIA like Pompeo and others that are good that are trying to turn this around, but it's the leftist stay-behind networks inside of there. I'm really concerned that they are going to pull off some major false flags to blame conservatives. That's why it's critical that we don't take the blame for whatever they cook up when they do it.
That's exactly right, and I mean, I think most of your listeners were all prepared, but we can't emphasize enough to keep carrying, keep training. Everywhere I go, I start up a conversation about you and his show and the world order. My wife thinks I'm nuts, but it's just the way I am. And most people get it. Most people get it, and especially the high school age kids now. I ran into one the other day who was really awake, knew all about you, knew all about your banning and everything. So the consciousness is out there. The media is just trying to push the thought that nobody knows. Nobody. Everybody thinks Trump is bad. They're trying to push that, but more people are awake than we think. Man, what else was I going to say?
That's a great point. And listen, I got mobbed in D.C. by groups of high schoolers that were there, I guess, on field trips. Mobbed. I mean, we have the video. We haven't put it out yet because there's so much of it. Mobbed over and over again by groups of high schoolers. And it's not about, oh, look, I'm famous. Who cares about that? They're awake. They're involved. They know what's going on. But we need to be in constant communication with them to mobilize them to wake up others. And it was great. They were black. They were white. They were Hispanic. They were Asian. They were old. They were young. And it's just exciting. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Doug, there in Connecticut. Let's go to another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Danny in Virginia. Danny, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
thanks for letting me on again. I talked to you 2 weeks ago.
I appreciate you calling. Thank you for calling.
I was disturbed that in our conversation you said that we couldn't become our enemies by lowering ourselves to their level. That's what they're counting on, that we have more force, and they're going to use that against us. We have to be willing to do what we have to do, and the president needs to do things that we may not agree with, but we have to support him.
When I say that is we're not going to stage false flags and blame it on him. We're not going to do things like that. That's why we have the moral high ground. George Washington's example, I think, was right. I mean, specifically, how low would we go? I'm not going to target their family like they do our families.
Well, I don't want to target them so much as take them into protective custody so they can't be threatened by outside agencies to go along with silencing their parents or whoever we have in custody and are trying to prosecute. But
here's the deal. I mean, this is going into a hot war if Trump doesn't snuff it out quickly. And so I get it. It's like Venezuela. I don't want to invade Venezuela, but it's collapsing into Central America and the U.S. It's being used to flood us. It is a threat to the United States. So what do we do at that point? We have to do something.
Well, I would like to see the president call Congress into an executive emergency session and threaten them with telling them that he's going to declassify sources and methods if he has to.
He's already done that, and they're so mad dog, he has the total proof of their criminal activity, that they're Chinese agents, that they're on the payroll, that Feinstein's gotten $1 billion from them. They don't care, that they're so used to power that they don't get it yet. That's what's so dangerous.
Right, they're doubling down every chance they get because they think we're going to crumble. We're going to fight ourselves about what we have to do.
Then let me ask you this then. Okay, let's say course of action, you research this. What does the president need to do? I mean, a very quick thing to do is that if they did start the fight and they are criminals and they are globalists and we're the American team, is that Trump would decapitate, about 1,000 of them in one day?
Well, I take him into custody. I don't know if we want to decapitate, but we can certainly...
You want to not have any rules, then it all turns into a big circus. The only thing they understand is power. If you want to, I'm not saying do this. I'm not a trigger guy. The point is, we're going down a road with them that if they can decapitate us, they do it. So I'm just simply saying the quickest, easiest thing to do is just a command and control system is wipe out their command and control. They're not Americans. They're multinational bidders, middlemen selling us out. You understand that, right? These aren't Americans. These are enemy forces in this country.
I would like to see President Trump use the tools and the powers that they wanted to give to Hillary Clinton. If she were president, she would be a dictator. I think he has to say, these are the powers you wanted to give to her. I'm going to use them. You're going to hate it because I use them. And then you're going to take them away. And that's a good thing. We want the power.
Absolutely. I mean, we're only doing hypotheticals here. I don't want to go down this road. I think Trump's been judicious about so far. The problem is they've been caught in an attempted coup. They've been terrorizing everybody. They've got Antifa training with MS-13 to start assassinations. That's confirmed now. And I'm just saying they're so, it's having a dog with rabies coming towards your kids at the park. What do you do?
You do whatever's necessary to stop the dog, but we can't fault ourselves for defending ourselves.
I know, but what I'm telling you is they're going to blow up federal buildings and blame us. So I'm not for any type of offensive stuff. We need to start indicting these people now, and they will roll. But I wouldn't just indict low-level people. I would go after the high-level ones and just start the indictments. Trump needs to start declassifying now. Take the gloves off. They're not going to back off. I agree with you. God bless. Anything else? All right. But by the way, folks, this is not hyperbole where we've gotten here. This is not hype. This is the real world, folks. This is where we are in 2019. You have got the Democratic Party whose operating system is America was never great. It'll never be great. Get rid of the borders. Everybody that's a conservative is a Nazi. White people are evil. Capitalism is bad.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I said, Leanne, you look 10 years younger. I mean, she didn't look old before, but she looks like when she first came to work here like 8 years ago. And she said, yeah, that's what happened. She goes, I'm like Rip Van Winkle. She said, I'm like Rip Van Winkle. I've not watched the news in a year. Wow. And she plunges right into here, and we're talking about civil war and death. And, you know, here's the balance, folks. I don't want a violent civil war, obviously. but the globalists and the left are really trying to get that going, and they've been caught doing it. And so that's where we are as a society. And we have to ask, what does the president legally and lawfully need to do? And I think the indictments need to start right now in haste because the Democrats aren't going to stop. And it's just that simple. I mean, they have the nerve to claim that Trump and everybody else are these criminals when they've been caught red-handed in all these crimes. And they say, we don't like America when they're the Hate America Party. It's just crazy. And so the president's been very restrained, and I think it's turned out that the deep state's in a lot of trouble because he's been so restrained. But I can feel and also see politically going into this season that the gloves have to come off now. And I don't think that means decapitation. That's a government term for taking out the leadership of the opposition group. That's what they've tried to do politically with a political hit. The problem is, if they keep escalating their crimes, it's going to become the duty of the executive branch to move, because this is not a normal political operation. This is an attempted dictatorship of this oligarchy. Okay, let's go back to calls here. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go ahead and talk to Bill and then Lacey and others. Bill in Oklahoma, you're on the air. What would you call this period of history we're in right now?
I'll tell you what, it's a fake news cycle, that's for sure. I got a couple questions, though. One question, why did it take so long for, I think it took like 3 to 4 weeks for Barr to get the grand jury testimony to him? That's pretty ridiculous. And the other question, what was the FBI telling and paying the anti-Trump dossier author, what's his name, Steele? What are those details? I'd like to know.
Well, actually, it came in a long time ago, but it's over $1 million. The word is, I think, $3 million from the FBI directly to wives of Orr and others. So they literally created the group within Fusion GPS and then paid themselves money for creating the piece of Pulp Fiction.
Somebody's going to go to jail for that one, that's for sure.
Oh, they're all red-handed. It's just red-handed. That came out the time. And that was the last time it came out 2 years ago that the FBI had paid $3 million. You know how much has been paid in the dossier total by the Democrats and everybody else? Last time I checked, I think $25
million.
That's good work if you can get it, right?
Yeah. crazy.
What do you think Trump should do? What should we do? I mean, this is a time bomb.
You know, the easiest way to beat socialism and all this crap is just to keep doing what we're doing, to push up their timetables and make them jump the shark. You only jump so many times before you're worn out.
No, I agree. We just keep precedence, and we keep the moral high ground, and then we just hold fast, and they're going to fall in the end. They always do. God bless you. Great point. And again, this is all an open discussion, a war game of this. They're going to pick and choose stuff out of context here. I'm a nonviolent person. I don't want any offensive action. But this is a cancerous outside group. So I'm saying all options are on the table, and I back the president basically whatever he does. Yeah, he has my trust at this point. And, you know, when you're in the foxhole for a long time, too, you just start getting with the program. Because I know the enemy's evil. They hate Trump. And they're coming after everybody, and they're a pack of criminals. And I think Trump's been too lenient. But I just want to let the president know that they're, you know, I'm not one of these Monday morning quarterbacks. I want action, and I want action now, and I want these people off my ass and off everybody else's ass. And so, you know, it's unpopular going to Venezuela. I was against all these wars you've heard about over the years. This one is in our hemisphere. It's on our border, basically. It's coordinating. It's working with Hezbollah. That's in the news today. That Hezbollah and all the way up to MS-13 into the U.S. And thousands are starving to death a week. And they're running over people with armored vehicles. I don't trust the neocons. They may try to set Trump up. I'm just saying, inaction is action down there. So that's a debate. Maybe I'll bring it up with Leah McAdoo, see what she thinks. But that's a whole other show, because Trump says he's going to do something next week. Now, saying he's going to do something means Maduro, who's basically already out of power. The place is anarchy. And the place is super rich. I mean, it's got incredible oil, incredible gas, incredible timber, incredible soil, great culture. It used to be one of the richest places in this hemisphere. 70 years ago, a Venezuelan had more money than a U.S. person. Now it's a hellhole. Because commies run it, man. I'm digressing. I apologize. Let's talk to Neil, then we'll go to Lacey and others, and Deplorable, and Pastor Sam at HB. Neil in Minnesota, you're on the air. What do you think's going on?
I just think it kind of bothers me that they're even Trump would even consider letting him off the hook or suing for peace, as it were.
No, no, no. He's done that three times behind the scenes, and he now confirmed what he told me personally years ago on Hannity last week, that, you know, he gave him shots, asked him to stop it, and then they just won't stop.
Yeah, and that's what he needs to do. He needs to bring the full court press against them now. He needs to bring it to the light of day. Part of his mandate is to show the American people, the ones that aren't directly tied in like your listeners are and other people.
Sir, I agree with you, but do you understand what that means? You understand the deep state might set a nuke off in D.C. I'm just saying, if Trump starts moving against him, which it looks like he's about to do, you understand you could wake up, sir, there is nothing they won't do.
Well, they're going to do it anyway, so we might as well bring it to a head at this
point. No, I agree with you. I think let's just get this over with.
Exactly. And one more thing. I would like to see them reform the Department of Education or get rid of it altogether because they are indoctrinating our children.
Oh, yeah. The federal government has nothing to do with education. If the federal government wanted to put out patriotic civics and then it would be adopted by the states, that's fine. But right now, the federal education is a bunch of anti-American demoralization, Chi-Com written filth.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex.
Absolutely. God bless you. I don't care if the feds are involved in education if the states adopt it. But you don't do that with federal money coming in. That's if the states want to do it, they can do it. We're going to have contests and adopt different parts of state stuff at a federal level. We don't need centralization. We need decentralization. I'm getting angry. Let's talk to Lacey in Florida. Lacey, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
I am so excited to talk to you. First, I want to tell you President Trump is blowing me away with how smart he is. I'm an impatient person. I was ready for indictments a year ago. But what I really want to say is he waited. He did the right thing. He let Mueller do his thing. He knew he never did anything wrong. And he knew if he didn't wait, they would use it against him. They would say that he was going after the other
side. Sure, and then he collected all the evidence of their crimes, which he's got a full royal house in his hand. They don't even have any cards other than anarchy. But I agree. But see, why aren't they giving up now then? They never give up.
They won't give up. And they're only going to continue to push it harder. They expect Trump to cave, and they're wrong about that. They're so wrong about that. And he's got now the Office of the Inspector General working on it, Hoover, Hubber, whatever his name is, he's working on it as well. The FISA abuse is going to be well documented, and all the evidence is on our side. But the media and the Democrats, they're still playing the propaganda game, and they're pushing it with everything they have. They're not going to back off.
No, I agree. It was very telling yesterday whenever, who's the lady from Hawaii? He was just flipping out, calling Barr all these names. He just said at the end, he goes, has it really come to this? And he just looked at the Democrats like he's in there protecting them because they don't want a civil war. He's in that damn report covers up their crimes. And he's just like, what is your problem, you idiots? I mean, they're just morons.
They are literally praying that their propaganda will work. And it's not. It's not holding on to anyone except for the people that are already completely blinded by it, that have been on Team Hillary the whole time. It's going to fall back on them. It's going to be pushed back on them. And I think that President Trump is ready to finally start the push, bring the indictments. We're ready. We're ready. We're tired of waiting.
We're going to come back with Mazie Bird Haranjo when we come back. But great points, and God bless you, Lacey. All I know is everybody better be praying right now to God for providence and for peace. In Venezuela, in the Middle East here, the world is going into a crisis point. And people are showing you who's good and who's evil. It's an amazing time to be here. Thank God we're on the air. We're only on the air because of you, listeners. And I mean that. People call and say, oh, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. You understand, right? Like, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. They're trying to kill me, basically destroy me right now. I always love the audience, but boy, I really love you now. You're like a life raft in the middle of the North Atlantic. So don't call up thanking me. Just pray for the broadcast and spread the word. We'll be right back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.